Perhaps to start off the segment today, let's listen to a chinna katha that will help to set the mood in the right direction. So here is a short story, a chinna katha from Bhagwan titled, Compassion is a Sign of the Great. Once when Samarth Ramdas, a great saint from Maharashtra, who was the teacher of King Shivaji, was moving about the countryside with his disciples, all the disciples who were walking behind him, they saw a fine field of juicy sugarcane. So they entered the field and started pulling out the sugarcane, crunching it with great relish. Now the owner of the field, he was naturally enraged at their behavior and the loss that he was incurring because of it. So he took a stout and huge sugarcane and he kind of pounced on them. So the master was sorry that his disciples had broken the discipline so objectionably, drawn by the desire of the tongue for the sweet juice. And next day they reached Emperor Shivaji's palace, and a great welcome awaited the Guru and his followers, and Shivaji offered to attend personally to the Guru during his ceremonial bath. And during this bath, when Samarth Ramdas undressed, Shivaji was shocked to find broad red marks on his back, indicating that he was beaten. Such was the sensitive sympathy of the great saint that he had received on his back the blows meant for his disciples. He became angry and then he sent for the owner of the field of canes. And then this person came and then he stood shivering in front of the emperor and his guru. And Ramdas was requested by Shivaji to inflict on this sugarcane owner any punishment he liked. But Samarth Ramdas accepted the fact that wrong was committed by his disciples and blessed the farmer, granting him a boon that his lands would be tax-free forever. Such a great story to showcase the virtue of compassion.
लगती प्यारी तेरी वाणी लगती प्यारी के मन में शांति बिखेरे न्यारी प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा तेरी वाणी लगती प्यारी के मन में शांति बिखेरे न्यारी प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा
मेरे साईं बाबा हमें सिखाया प्रेम तराना तुमने बांटा सत्य खजाना हमें सिखाया प्रेम तराना मेरे मन मंदिर में अपना आसन सदा बिछाना आसन सदा बिछाना आसन सदा बिछाना
मेरे साईं बाबा मेरे साईं बाबा
तेरी वाणी लगती प्यारी के मन में शांति बिखेरे न्यारी प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा
मेरे साईं बाबा मेरे साईं बाबा
Thank you.
धड़कन तेरा नाम पुकारे, रोम रोम तेरा नाम उचारे। हर धड़कन तेरा नाम पुकारे, रोम रोम तेरा नाम उचारे। ये पूजन ये वंदन मेरे अर्चन को अपनाना, अर्चन को अपनाना, अर्चन को अपनाना।
प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा, प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा।
तेरी वाणी लगती प्यारी के मन में शांति बिखेरे न्यारी। प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा, प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा,
प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा, प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा।
धर्म हो वहाँ चलूं जहाँ सेवा कर्म हो। मेरे हाथों दया धर्म हो वहाँ चलूं जहाँ सेवा कर्म हो। मैं तो बस आधीन हूँ तेरे सुंदर राह दिखाना, सुंदर राह दिखाना, सुंदर राह दिखाना।
मेरे साईं बाबा, मेरे साईं बाबा।
तेरी वाणी लगती प्यारी के मन में शांति बिखेरे न्यारी। प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा, प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा। तेरी वाणी लगती प्यारी के मन में शांति बिखेरे न्यारी। प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा, प्रभु मेरे साईं बाबा।
Welcome back, dear sisters and brothers. We are talking about compassion today, and we kicked off the segment with a Chinna Katha from Swami to set the mood. Let's now listen to some excerpts from Swami's discourse given in 1996 in Vrindavan. Swami says, "Giving up narrow ideas and feelings, people should show compassion towards their fellow beings. Compassion is the hallmark of bhakti. No one can hope to please God without showing daya towards his fellow men. A loving heart is the temple of God. God cannot dwell in a heart without compassion. God is one. The goal is one. People have to change their outlook. They have to develop love towards all. There is nothing greater in the world than this. Prema drishti, that is the feeling of universal love." There are many eminent scholars and intellectuals in the world today who are adept in seeing the diversity in the world. But why don't they try to see the unity that underlies this diversity? They alone are good who see the unity in the apparent diversity. But those who see only the diversity in the one are mere clever intellectuals. The uniqueness of every being is one of the marvels of creation. No two persons are entirely alike. There are differences even among twins. People differ in respect of talents, but it should be realized that all talents are derived from the divine. How are we to recognize unity in diversity? Birth and death are common to all beings. Whether one is a millionaire or a pauper, both are brought forth from their mother's wombs. Hunger and thirst are common to all. The kind of food that is eaten may vary, but hunger is the same for all. Likewise, thirst is common to all. These basic common experiences point to the unity that underlies the diversity. The Upanishads have emphasized the spiritual oneness of all beings. the life force is one and the same in all. The Atma is the same in all. How then, it may be asked, there are differences in the bodies? Because these differences are the results of differences in the thoughts, feelings and actions of the individuals concerned. The indwelling spirit is the same in everyone.
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई, जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई।
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई, जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई।
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर,
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर,
कैसी लीला रचाई।
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई, जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई।
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर,
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर,
कैसी लीला तूने रचाई।
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई, जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई।
चंदन जैसा महके, कभी तू कोयल जैसा चहके।
कभी तू चंदन जैसा महके, कभी तू कोयल जैसा चहके।
हर घर तेरा पूजन होता,
घर घर तेरा पूजन होता।
तूने सच्ची राह दिखाई।
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई, जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई।
अमृत सबका पाए राह जो राही भटका।
तेरी विभूति अमृत सबका पाए राह जो राही भटका।
मिट गई जो भी थी शंकाएं,
मिट गई जो भी थी शंकाएं,
तूने ऐसी सीख सिखाई।
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई, जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई। साई है परमेश्वर।
चमत्कार भी परोपकार भी,
चमत्कार भी परोपकार भी
तूने पीड़ा सबकी मिटाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर
क्यों लागे तू सबसे सुंदर
कैसी लीला तूने रचाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई
Welcome back, dear listeners. A well-known physicist, Professor Viktor Weisskopf, said that knowledge without compassion is inhuman, while compassion without knowledge is ineffective. Very powerful indeed. Now, many of you already know Professor G. Venkatraman, who heads Radio Sai Studios here in Prashanthi Nilayam. Professor Venkatraman shares his experience in how he came to realize just how important compassion is in today's world and time. So in a talk delivered in the presence of Bhagwan in April 2010, during Swami's visits to Shimla and Delhi, Professor had spoken on the importance of being compassionate. So in his talk he said, "I did not realize the importance of blending knowledge with compassion until after retirement in October 1992 and settled down in Puttaparthi to teach in an honorary capacity in the Sri Sathya University established by Bhagwan in 1981. So that was when I learned how Baba was already using this amazing mix of knowledge and compassion to accomplish extraordinary goals. I also learned from Bhagwan that anyone can, in principle, do this by tapping into the power of the spirit that is present in all of us without exception. I should mention here that the spirit that I'm referring to is nothing other than what our ancients refer to as the Atma. While in many, the spirit makes its presence felt through achievements in exploration, adventure, arts, music, science and so forth, its highest capabilities manifest when one overcomes ego. And that's when the spirit blossoms fully, spreading the fragrance of pure love, limitless compassion and unbounded sacrifice. So how did Professor Venkatraman realize the importance of compassion? Well, we will find out after this musical break.
Thank you.
तेरी वाणी भूख मिटाती प्यासों की ये प्यास बुझाती श्रवण करे एक बार जो श्रवण करे एक बार उसे नहीं मिलती कोई हार तेरी वाणी अमृत बाबा तेरी वाणी अमृत बाबा नहीं आता नाम स्मरण को जो भी गाता चिंताएं मिट जाती सब चिंताएं मिट जाती लगता सुंदर ये संसार तेरी अमृत बाबा तेरी वाणी अमृत बाबा एक बार पाए शक्ति अपार करे इस भव सागर को पार तेरी वाणी अमृत बाबा तेरी वाणी अमृत बाबा
So Swami is an epitome of compassion. What is compassion? Well, compassion is a form of love. And without love, there can be no room for compassion to exist. It is one of the most deepest emotions that humankind can feel and express. And why is Swami the epitome of compassion? Well, this is an easy one because he is already the epitome of pure love to begin with. So now getting back to Professor Venkatraman's talk, here is how he came to understand from Bhagwan why it is so important to be compassionate. Now, we know that Swami has never once kept a thing for himself and has always put everyone else before him. His love for mankind has given rise to all the astounding projects which have materialized with ease. Think about the water project, the super speciality hospital, and all the other forms of service that is laced with compassion that arose from love. Bhagwan Baba's involvement with drinking water projects started in 1995 when he launched a massive project to bring safe drinking water to a large chunk of Anandpur district, always known for its perennial drinking water problem. That project, which cost about 300 crores, was completed in a record time, after which Swami went on to do many other such projects. So here Professor Jeevankatraman shares some personal anecdotes. He says, as a student, I lived between the years 1946 to 1954 in Madras, later to be renamed Chennai. Even in those days, drinking water was a big problem. And I used to hear it being mentioned that Madras would get salvation only if the waters of River Krishna were brought to the city. Now to proceed with the story, many years passed before some agreement could be reached between the states through which the River Krishna flowed, that is Maharashtra, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. In 1984, things began to actually move thanks to an agreement between Mr. N.T. Ramarao and Mr. M.G. Ramachandran, both ex-film stars, but at that time the chief ministers of Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu respectively. Now the project commenced in 1984, was completed in September 1996. Tamil Nadu's contribution to the expenditure on the project being around 550 crores. And with the canal ready, the citizens of Chennai thought their drinking water problems were over. But unfortunately, they were not. The canal was supposed to deliver every year 12 TMC of Krishna water to the Pundi Reservoir in Chennai. And one TMC is 1,000 million cubic feet. It is a term that is used in irrigation. So for 4 years in a row, the amount delivered was less than 3 TMC. The meaning the supply was at best about 25% of the promise. Only once did the supply touch about 6.5 TMC. In the meanwhile, Chennai suffered repeated failure after northeast monsoon. And for the people of Chennai, it was thus a double whammy. That is, no water from the Krishna River and no water from the monsoon either. And by 2002, the situation in the city was becoming desperate and no one really knew what to do. That was when something totally unexpected happened. The day was January 19, 2002 and it marked the first anniversary of Baba's second super speciality hospital. Exactly 1 year earlier, the then Prime Minister, Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee, had inaugurated this hospital. And on the occasion of the first anniversary of the Bangalore hospital, there was a function and also a health meet to mark the occasion. And Swami gave a discourse on that day, and in the course of his talk, he made a stunning announcement.
ఈనాడు పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ సమయం నందు నేను మరొకటి కూడా సంకల్పించుకున్నాను. మద్రాస్ రాష్ట్రం లోపల త్రాగడానికి నీరు లేదు. ఏదో ధనవంతులు లారీలతోనో లేక బండ్లతోనో తెప్పించుకుని త్రాగలుగుతున్నారు. ఈ బీద ప్రజలు ఏ నీటిని కొనుక్కోగలరు? ఏ రీతిగా తన ప్రాణాన్ని నిలుపుకోగలరు? కనుకనే వర్షంతో పడినటువంటి ఆ గుంతల్లో నీరు త్రాగి ఆరోగ్యాన్ని పాడు చేసుకుంటారు. కనుకని ఎంత నష్టమైనా సరియే, ఎంత కష్టమైనా సరియే, మెడ్రాస్ కంతా కూడా మంచి నీరు అందించాలని నేను సంకల్పించుకుంటున్నాను. ఇది తప్పక నెరవేరుతుంది, దీనికి సందేహమే లేదు. ఆ దృఢమైనటువంటి విశ్వాసాన్ని మానవుడు అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
So there it is. Nobody from Chennai had asked Swami to solve their problem. But Swami made the offer on his own. And this, sisters and brothers, is a great characteristic of compassion. When one identifies and acts upon a need without needing to be asked so.
प्रशांति विलयम् ऐसा धाम जहां बसे सबके भगवान. प्रशांति निलयम ऐसा धाम जहां बसे सबके भगवान साई राम साई राम साई राम साई श्याम साई श्याम साई श्याम
साई राम साई राम साई राम
प्रशांति निलयम ऐसा धाम जहां बसे सबके भगवान सच्चा ज्ञान प्रेम शांति का सच्चा
सच्चा ज्ञान प्रशांति निलयम ऐसा धाम जहां बसे सबके भगवान साई राम साई राम साई राम साई श्याम साई श्याम साई श्याम
साई राम साई राम
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, another example of Swami's boundless compassion is in his hospital projects, the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, both in Puttaparthi and in Bangalore. Now, thousands and thousands of people have benefited from the existence of these institutions, both available to the people at no charge whatsoever. So we have heard, watched, and witnessed so many wonderful things about these institutions, and I would really would do no justice to try and explain more on these. If you're interested, you could visit our website at www.radiosai.org and read up and watch many articles and videos on this wonderful service that is rendered in these temples of healing. This is love in action, compassion at its height, when we ask for nothing in return but simply give as much as we can for those who seek our help. Now, while we know only of Swami's hospitals that offer free medical service to all of humanity, little is known of other souls who have done the same or have walked in the same path. Some who have dared to dream as Swami had and taken that leap of faith to shift their focus from receiving to giving in all of its totality. The Arvind Eye Hospital in India is one that is not known to many. It was founded in 1976 by G. Venkataswamy, a man known to most simply as Dr. V. So, what started off as a just 11-bed hospital manned by 4 medical officers, he saw the potential for what it is today, one of the largest facilities in the world for eye care. Over the years, this organization has evolved into a sophisticated system dedicated to compassionate service for sight. So the Arvind Eye Care System now serves as a model for India and the rest of the world, having seen a total of nearly 32 million patients in 36 years and performed nearly 4 million eye surgeries, the majority of them being very cheap or free. So the model of Arvind Eye Care Hospitals has been applauded all over the world and has become a subject for numerous case studies. Well, how did this start? The founder, Mr. Dr. Venkataswamy, saw that the problem of avoidable blindness was rapidly escalating, and it remained a major cause of concern in the Indian healthcare scenario. Because in a developing country, the government alone cannot meet the health needs of all the people, because of a number of challenges like growing population, inadequate infrastructure, a low per capita income, a lot of aging population, there's like diseases in epidemic proportions, and illiteracy. So realizing that, Dr. Venkataswamy wanted to establish an alternate healthcare model that could supplement the efforts of the government and also be self-supporting. The hospitals were named after Sri Aurobindo, one of the 20th century's most revered spiritual leaders. In essence, Dr. Aurobindo's teachings insists on transcendence into a heightened state of consciousness and becoming better instruments for the divine force to work through us, much like Swami's teachings. After all teachings of the great masters have always and have only focused on the same thing, that is love, that transcends the boundaries that we perceive it to be. Dr. Venkateswamy's commitment to mankind and his understanding of compassion has resulted in a beautiful gift to humanity. He shares the following thoughts. He says, intelligence and capability are not enough. There must also be the joy of doing something beautiful. Being of service to God and humanity means going well beyond the sophistication of the best technology to the humble demonstration of courtesy and compassion to each patient. So, dear listeners, here is an answer to the question many of us ask. We say, you know, Swami is able to do everything he did because he is God. What about us? Can we really emulate what he did? Well, it is possible. The whole purpose of Swami doing it was to set an example for us. Swami did not create these hospitals out of thin air overnight. He built it brick by brick using very able devotees as his instruments.
आकाश में चमके एक सूर्य धरती पर एक सूर्य आकाश में चमके एक सूर्य धरती पर तेरी एक किरण पाने को भटक रहे हैं दर दर साईं राम साईं श्याम साई सत्य सूर्य
जैसे उनकी माता, तेरे आंचल में पाया है मैंने अपना घर। साईं राम साईं श्याम साईं सत्य सूर्य भगवान,
साईं राम साईं श्याम साईं सत्य सूर्य भगवान।
एक सूर्य आकाश में चमके, एक सूर्य धरती पर, एक सूर्य आकाश में चमके, एक सूर्य धरती पर, तेरी एक किरण पाने को भटक रहे हैं दर दर। साईं राम साईं श्याम साईं सत्य सूर्य भगवान, 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 साईं सत्य सूर्य भगवान।
Welcome back, dear listeners. So what can we do to be more compassionate in our lives? Can we always be compassionate and loving and giving? Do we always have to do something big or give something away physically to show compassion? Well, not always. Let me share a story with you. Now, this is a true story that was shared by an amazing individual called Pavitra Mehta. Miss Mehta is a co-author for a book titled Infinite Vision, How Arvind Became the World's Greatest Cause for Compassion, referring to the Arvind Eye Hospital we just spoke about earlier. In a talk delivered in France in 2013, Miss Mehta shared the following story of how compassion comes so easily to us only if we choose to acknowledge it. So here is a story. Julio Diaz was coming home from work one night when he was stopped by a teenager with a knife. "Give me your wallet," the boy said. Julio pulled out his wallet and handed it over to the boy. And as the boy turned around to run, Julio said, "Wait, you forgot something." The boy turned back. "You forgot to take my coat," said Julio. "It is cold, and if you are going to be robbing people all night, you better take my coat." The boy is now utterly confused, but he takes the coat. And then Julio says, "It's pretty late. Why don't you join me for dinner? There is a restaurant I like around the corner." And incredibly, the boy joins him. So there is Julio dining at a restaurant with a thief who tried to rob him a few minutes ago, treating him with nothing but compassion. So at the end of the meal, Julio says to his new friend, "Look, I would love to buy you dinner, but you have my wallet." And sheepishly the boy hands the wallet back to him. Then Julio leans forward and says quietly, "I need to ask you for one more thing. Can I have your knife too?" And without a word, the boy slides his knife across the table. So dear listeners, remember, what people will do for love will always be far more powerful than what they will do for money.
प्रशांति में और भई है उजला साईं प्रकाश, जागो प्रशांति में और भई है उजला साईं प्रकाश। चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, गाते धरती आकाश, गाते धरती आकाश। जागो प्रशांति में और भई, मंगल में वाणी गूंज रही स्वर सरिता, नभ को चूम रही मंगल में वाणी गूंज रही स्वर सरिता, नभ को चूम रही स्वर सरिता, नभ को चूम रही। यही स्वर्ग का है आभास, यही स्वर्ग का है आभास। चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, गाते धरती आकाश, गाते धरती आकाश। जागो प्रशांति में और भई, जागो जागो उच्चारण कोई करे साईं मन में धारण, कोई करता ओम का उच्चारण, कोई करे साईं मन में धारण, कोई करे साईं मन में धारण। हुई पूरी मन की तलाश, हुई पूरी मन की तलाश। चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, गाते धरती आकाश, गाते धरती आकाश। जागो प्रशांति में और भई, पंडित गण मंत्रोच्चार करे बाबा भक्तों के कष्ट हरे,
पंडित गण मंत्रोचार करे बाबा भक्तों के कष्ट हरे, बाबा भक्तों के कष्ट हरे। जय साईं शिव कैलाश, जय साईं शिव कैलाश। चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, गाते धरती आकाश, गाते धरती आकाश। जागो प्रशांति में भोर भई है उजला साई प्रकाश, जागो प्रशांति में भोर भई है उजला साई प्रकाश। चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, चलो चले नगर संकीर्तन को, गाते धरती आकाश, गाते धरती आकाश। जागो प्रशांति में भोर भई,
welcome back dear listeners. Now here is another story on compassion, and it goes like this. Once upon a time, in a small village in Kenya, there lived a young boy with his family. Now due to the scarcity of water in the village, the young boy woke up early every morning. He carried his pot and headed for the stream with the aim of fetching water for himself and his family. Now sadly for him, he alone had this task as a routine every morning and evening, to fetch water from a distant stream, while his siblings were given other lenient tasks or even no task. And yet, the young boy bore no grudge against his family. He loved them and he carried out his task diligently. Now, on his way back from the stream, he met an old man resting under a tree who begged for water to quench his thirst. And the boy gave the old man some water. After some time, he met an elderly woman who begged for water again, and he gave the woman too some water. And this happens almost every time he comes back from the stream, meeting people who beg for thirst, and he gives them despite his family's unhappiness for fetching half-filled pots that wouldn't be enough for him and his family. So one day he couldn't bear the torture from his mother, so he swore never to give water to anyone on his way back. But that day, on his way back from the stream, he met a strange-looking man who begged him for water. Now this strange man, he lay by the roadside with an injury. Now, and this young boy remembered his vow that to never give water to anyone on the way. But then he contemplated for a while and then gave water to the stranger. Now, when he got home, obviously his stepmom noticed that the pot was only half full, and she pounced on him, screaming at him, shouting at him, beating him, etc. And suddenly there was a knock on the door. When they opened the door, it was that wounded, strange-looking man. And apparently this person was the mail delivery man, and he had come from the town with a letter for the young boy, a letter containing a scholarship with additional cash gift for the young boy, and he would have died on the way if not for the boy's help. So dear listeners, they say there is love in sharing. They say where there is love, there is life. Your everyday good deeds are never in vain, for they shall return to you even when you're not expecting it.
प्रशांति साई तुझको करूं प्रणाम। सकल तीर्थ है साई तेरा धाम, साई तेरा धाम। प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम, हे प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम। सकल तीर्थ है साईं तेरा धाम, हे प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम। प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम। सकल तीर्थ है साईं तेरा धाम, हे प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम। परमानंद है साईं तेरा दर्शन, क्यों न करे ये जीवन तुझ पे अर्पण। परमानंद है साईं तेरा दर्शन, क्यों न करे ये जीवन तुझ पे अर्पण। तुम्हीं से मिली हमको सुबह शाम, हे प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम। हे प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम। जब भी तुम हमको उपदेश सुनाते, हम खुद को साईं तेरे चरणों में पाते। जब भी तुम हमको उपदेश सुनाते, हम खुद को साईं तेरे चरणों में पाते। तुम मिले हमें अब दुनिया से क्या काम, हे प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम। हे प्रशांति साईं तुझको करूं प्रणाम। मदिरा सबको भाई, साईं अमृत पी कर देखो भाई। माया मोह की मदिरा सबको भाई, जरा साई अमृत पी कर देखो भाई, इसे पियो पिलाओ लगे न कोई दाम, ये प्रशांति साई तुझको करूं प्रणाम, ये प्रशांति साई तुझको करूं प्रणाम, सकल तीर्थ है साई तेरा धाम, ये प्रशांति साई तुझको करूं प्रणाम, ये प्रशांति साई तुझको करूं प्रणाम। वो फूल नाभ तक चुन पाया जो फूल चढ़ाने हैं तुझ पर, वो फूल नाभ तक चुन पाया जो फूल चढ़ाने हैं तुझ पर, मैं तेरा द्वार ना ढूंढ सका साईं, भटक रहा हूँ डगर डगर, वो फूल नब तक चुन पाया जो फूल चढ़ाने हैं तुझ पर, मुझ में ही दोष रहा होगा मन तुझको अर्पण कर ना सका, तू मुझको देख रहा कब से मैं तेरा दर्शन कर ना सका, हर पही हर क्षण चलता रहता संग्राम यही मन के भीतर, मैं तेरा द्वार न ढूंढ सका साईं, भटक रहा हूँ डगर डगर, वो फूल नब तक चुन पाया जो फूल चढ़ाने हैं तुझ पर, राम सिया राम बोलो राम सिया राम, राम बोलो जय सिया राम, जय सिया राम बोलो जय साईं राम, जय सिया राम बोलो जय साईं राम, साईं राम साईं राम जय साईं राम, साईं राम साईं राम जय साईं राम, जय साईं राम।
Welcome back, dear listeners. You know, actually, compassion is at play everywhere in the world. In many countries, people invest a lot in just giving without expecting anything in return. And if you would like to read more stories of compassion such as these, please do browse through the Radio Sai archives, and here you will find tons and tons of information and real stories of people in action. So, how will you be more compassionate today? How will you spread love and reach out to those who are in need of it? Well, here is something for you to think about.
स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन सारा जग प्रेम में तेरे महक रहा जैसे चंदन सारा जग प्रेम में तेरे महक रहा जैसे चंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन गंगा तेरे दर्शन करती जग के पापों को हरती गंगा तेरे दर्शन करती गंगा तेरे दर्शन करती जग के पापों को हरती तेरे दर्शन से दुख दूर हुए टूटा माया बंधन तेरे दर्शन से दुख दूर हुए टूटा माया बंधन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन सच्ची राह दिखाई भक्ति लो मन में जगाई तूने सच्ची राह दिखाई तूने सच्ची राह दिखाई भक्ति लो मन में जगाई एक साई नाम अनमोल रतन नाश्वान है सारे धन एक साई नाम अनमोल रतन नाश्वान है सारे धन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन नाम की बजी बांसुरिया भक्तों की भरी गगरिया साई नाम की बजी बांसुरिया साई नाम की बजी बांसुरिया भक्तों की भरी गगरिया अब जीवन में कोई प्यास नहीं अब कहीं नहीं खालीपन अब जीवन में कोई प्यास नहीं अब कहीं नहीं खालीपन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन सारा जग प्रेम में तेरे महक रहा जैसे चंदन
सारा जग प्रेम में तेरे महक रहा जैसे चंदन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन, तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन।
Welcome back, dear listeners. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy until we meet next week. Jai Sai Ram.
Re ga ma da ma ga re ga re re sa jag mein sundar hai do naam jag mein sundar hai do naam chahe krishna kaho ya ram jag mein sundar hai do naam चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 माखन ब्रिज में एक चुरावे माखन ब्रिज में एक चुरावे एक बेर भिलनी के खावे प्रेम भाव से भरे अनोखे दोनों के हैं काम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 एक राधिका के संग राजे एक राधिका के संग राजे निधन मधम गम गरे 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 धनी धरे 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 निधरे धरे धनी धरे देता मर गाम एक राधिका के संग राजे एक जानकी संग विराजे चाहे सीताराम कहो चाहे सीताराम कहो या बोलो राधे श्याम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम जग में सुंदर है दो नाम चाहे कृष्ण कहो या राम बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम 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 बोलो श्याम 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 बोलो राम सीताराम 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 बोलो श्याम राधे श्याम 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 बोलो राम सीताराम
बोलो जय जय साई राम, बोलो जय जय श्रीवी राम, बोलो जय जय साई राम, बोलो जय जय श्रीवी राम, बोलो जय जय साई 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 राम।
विधाता विश्वेश्वर तू, विश्व विधाता विश्वेश्वर तू, धरती का आधार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार। करुणामय अंतर्यामी, हे करुणामय अंतर्यामी, तीन लोक के तुम हो स्वामी, तीन लोक के तुम हो स्वामी, चंद्र सूर्य में तारा गण में, चंद्र सूर्य में तारा गण में, तेरा तेज अपार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार। हो तुम ही कन्हैया राम, तुम ही हो तुम ही कन्हैया, भव सागर के पार लगैया, भव सागर के पार लगैया, वेद पुराण के तुम हो ज्ञाता, वेद पुराण के तुम हो ज्ञाता, उपनिषदों का सार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार प्रभु तू, धरती का आधार। तूने रचा है ये जग सारा, तूने रचा है ये जग सारा, कितना सुंदर कितना प्यारा, कितना सुंदर कितना प्यारा, जीवन दाता हम सब पर है, जीवन दाता हम सब पर है, तेरा ही उपकार प्रभु तू धरती का आधार, प्रभु तू धरती का आधार, प्रभु तू धरती का आधार, विश्व विधाता विश्वेश्वर तू, विश्व विधाता विश्वेश्वर तू, धरती का आधार प्रभु तू धरती का आधार, प्रभु तू धरती का आधार, प्रभु तू धरती का